Hey there, it's Gunnar Sison, and thanks for joining Julie and I for episode 3 of the Making It Matter podcast series, Transitioning to Adult Care.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Making It Matter, a bi-monthly podcast with your hosts, Gunnar Sison and me, Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Sison Foundation and GunnarSison.com, highlighting the challenges that people with CF face and the people who face them.
Since Julie and I both have cystic fibrosis, we are remaining compliant with the National Cystic Fibrosis Guidelines regarding patient interaction and cross-infection by recording via Skype.
This podcast was made possible by an unrestricted educational grant from Novartis to the Boomer Esiason Foundation. As always, the views expressed on the Making It Matter podcast are that of Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests, and not necessarily those of the Boomer Esiason Foundation. Nothing in the Making It Matter podcast should be considered medical advice. Such advice can only be given by a physician who is experienced with cystic fibrosis. The Boomer Esiason Foundation, Gunnar Esiason, Julia Ray, and guests cannot be held responsible for any damage which may result from using the information on this podcast without the permission of your medical doctor. You're listening to the Making It Matter podcast with Gunnar Esiason and Julia Ray, presented by the Boomer Esiason Foundation and GunnarEsiason.com. So, Gunnar, earlier on a podcast, we talked about the transition from college into the real world. But I think another really important transition that we face is that of pediatric care to adult care. And I know you've already gone through that transition and I'm facing it now. So can you tell me a little bit about what you went through?
Yes. So I am currently in adult care. I'm 25 years old. So I switched over to adult care from pediatric care when I was 19, I think. It happened just after my freshman year of college. I remember looking back and sort of being confused about it, also a little intimidated by the fact that adult care was really something that was where the onus is really on the patient and not so much my parents anymore. I think that definitely intimidated me as such a young kid. But in hindsight, I always wished that I would have switched earlier. The plan was to switch after my freshman year because there was so much changing in my life. We're going off to college and things like that, that we didn't want to worry about it until I had my feet wet with school. And then I got back that summer after freshman year, and then I switched. Is there a reason why you haven't changed?
Yeah, I think I have a unique experience because I'm still with my pulmonologist that diagnosed me before I was born. So he's literally been with me my entire life. I trust him. And we know we have such a great partnership that I'm so nervous to make the transition.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of pros and cons to both sides of the argument. I think more importantly, though, there are some adult issues that people with CF face, and people who are in adult care or doctors who are seeing adult patients only are probably more apt to bring those up and discuss them, whereas someone who's also seeing pediatric patients may not be quite as versed on those issues. You know, some of those issues might be, like post-puberty situations, there's social situations that you encounter when you're an adult, that you may not face as a 10-year-old, for example. I think a lot of those things do come into conversation, with my adult doctor. I feel like I have a very comfortable relationship with my adult doctor. Things are very candid. It was a big change. Switching over and learning how to go to the doctor by myself, because when I was in pediatric care, my parents always played a role in coming to the doctor and making sure they were there for me. But that was probably my biggest switch. Is there anything you look forward to switching, or is it still sort of a little bit of a fear that you have?
Yeah, I think it's a fear and more emotional than anything else. It's like the emotional aspect of leaving that team is probably the biggest thing. I already go to those appointments. I'm like the only adult in the waiting room with Legos and puzzles to play with. But I don't mind. So I've already been doing that aspect of obviously caring for myself as a 24-year-old. But I guess I'm just looking forward to that relationship, as far as I do think there's a different aspect of adult care for CF. I understand that side of things, I think it's really just letting go of the partnership and rapport that I have with my team now. And like, you know, they're not going away. I can still talk to them. I think it's just actually making the transition is daunting to me for that reason.
Yeah, no, I think the transition needs to be slow.
For sure.
The way that I can sort of relate to this was actually when I switched from my pediatric care to my adult care, it almost just ended and I went right into adult care. But the way I still sort of grasped onto my pediatric sort of time was that actually when I was in Boston, my new adult doctor in New York recommended that I also have a care center in Boston, and that care center happened to be Boston Children's Hospital. So I was, like you, I was in the waiting room with Legos and things like that. I was leaving Boston College on a Thursday, feeling a little hungover, and heading down to Boston Children's Hospital, hanging out with children in the waiting room. So that was, you know, put a switch of hats on there real quick. But I will say that that definitely helped my transition because I sort of, you know, I felt comfortable in a pediatric center because I'd been there my entire life. And my doctors had a great relationship. My pediatric doctor in Boston and my adult doctor in New York had a really great relationship, working relationship that they made work, and I was involved in all the decisions. I think that's probably my favorite thing of adult care, where I was suddenly involved in every single decision, whereas when I was in pediatric care, everything went through my parents. And rightly so, I was definitely too young to make those decisions, tough decisions about, you know, going on IVs or things like that. But now, being involved in decisions and actually taking charge of my care, something that I really, really appreciate about adult care. And that's why I think that I would have preferred to switch before college. Yeah. I think it would have been easier for me to handle my medications my freshman year.
Yeah, I think for whatever reason, my team, and I think this was also due to my parents making sure that I felt that early on. I felt very independent by the time I was in school, no matter what like whether it was pediatric or adult. So luckily I feel that way already. I don't know if even I will feel that much different going to an adult doctor, other than that it's just different faces. But I do think like taking advantage of the slow transition is important for people, and like understanding that it is a dissolution and you have to like close that chapter, and it should be something that you take your time with. It doesn't have to be, you know, a once and done, like over, that relationship's over, and you can stay in touch with them if you feel like that's something that would be good for you too.
I definitely think that the most difficult thing to get over is obviously the new face and having someone else listen to your lungs for the first time or giving you a treatment plan for the first time. That was probably something a little strange for me. And it's definitely probably the biggest hurdle to jump, you know, for the first time in your, well, for you specifically, the first time in your life, you're going to be dealing with a new doctor. Specifically, I moved around a bunch. So I had a doctor in Cincinnati, then I had a doctor in Long Island, then we moved to New York City. You know, I had been dealing with different doctors my entire life. So that wasn't necessarily that big of a deal, but I could see for you, that's going to be a real challenge. But I think you have someone to look forward to in your family because your older brother has CF. Is he seen by an adult doctor?
Yes, he made the transition 2 years ago, and it was seamless. I mean, so there's no real reason to fear other than just the emotional hurdle. So, which is typical. I'm a sentimental person. So
yeah, but that's not something to overlook. But, you know, the emotional side of things is also something to really consider when you're dealing with CF.
Yeah, actually, I think that's the biggest part for me, too. When I was in the hospital my first semester of college, I really relied on my child life specialists, and they actually brought me Titanic because I had never seen it. So that's how I filled my time that day. And I remember turning to my mom and saying, do they have adult life specialists when I transitioned? And my mom was like, that's not something that's available to you. That's part of my fear too, is just getting over the fact that, you know, not hand holding, but it's more of a, you know, you're here to get your treatment and that's that. So it's a big transition, I think.
So what exactly is a child life specialist? That's not something I never dealt with.
Yeah. I've been lucky to deal with them every hospitalization at CHOP. I was introduced to them for the first time when I was six. They really are just there to normalize the hospital experience for young patients and their families. And I remember so vividly them bringing in a doll for me for my first IV so that I could put the IV on the doll before anyone touched me. So it also gave me this sense of control early on that, you know, you never feel in the hospital. So that's kind of their job as you grow up in the hospital as well. So I think that was something that was so crucial to my emotional and mental development that I was nervous, that I am nervous that I won't have that as an adult.
Oh, wow. That's pretty cool. Well, I have all the faith in the world that you'll be able to overcome that.
Yes. Well, I did find a website that I'm finding pretty helpful. It's called gottransitions.org. And it just outlines completely different ways that patients have successfully made the transition from pediatric to adult care and tips that are very helpful.
All right, well, I'll make sure to definitely put that in the blog post at the bottom here. So that's all the time we have for today. I want to get back onto the Making It Matter series, or the Making It Matter segment, rather, before we have to cut the end of the podcast here. And this week, our Making It Matter subject is Jerry Cahill. He's a volunteer at the Boomer Science Foundation. He just turned 60, and he's doing his 60 for 60 program, which is his living list rather than his bucket list. And that's 60 events for the Boomer Science Foundation in the year that he turns 60, which is really impressive, especially since he just had knee surgery. He's actually recovering from that, so I don't know where he's gonna put together this lost time. He's really amazing. He's an Iron Man, and we wish him all the best right now in his recovery from his knee surgery.
Yep, Jerry's unstoppable. I mean, he's just incredible.
So thanks for tuning in for the fourth episode of Making It Matter. Remember, you can follow along with our bi-monthly podcast via my YouTube channel on GunnarScience.com or JuliaRay.com. If you want to see us podcast about something specific, you can always send us an email at gunnersblog@assiasen.org or send us, either of us, a message on Facebook. This is Gunnar Assiasen for Julia Ray, signing off.